Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, a podcast featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others. Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, because every woman has a story. Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. I'm your host, Kara Bradley. Today, we have a really exciting guest with us to teach us about the healing effects of writing. She's a book editor and a book coach as well. Leslie Kaplan is here to join us. Leslie's been a truth teller for Women for One, and really excited to hear your story, Leslie, and how wonderful it is to write and share our stories out there. So welcome to Real Women.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Great. Well, it's so great. I have a real interest in this, being that I've just written a book, and I have such a new appreciation for writers and for editors. My gosh, there's so much involved. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to writing and then to supporting people with their writing?
You know, I had a very volatile, intense childhood, and I don't know who it was that handed me a journal when I was about 10 years old, but that changed my life. When I had an outlet for everything that I couldn't say, was afraid to say, terrified to say because of my environment, I funneled it all into writing, and it was a safe place, and it was a way to metabolize emotions I didn't understand. And what would happen, to me, writing is like alchemical. When you kind of get out of the way and you get a stream of consciousness going, for me, what happens is I am more revealed to myself. It's like an unraveling. And you can just get all this stuff out, whether it's just a bunch of tangled messes, but like inside all that and underneath all that, something emerges, and I began to form this relationship with myself and my voice, which I never had before. My voice had been caught in my throat. I wasn't allowed to speak up. I wasn't allowed to yell back. And writing gave me like a canvas, but deeper than that, like just a place, a safe place to put all this confusion and all this angst and grief, and it just poured out, and I let it. I just let everything come out. I wrote with my left hand, my right hand. I wrote with crayons. I just wrote until I was satiated with a wisdom that started birthing from me, a trust in self and voice. I found my voice. I found my voice, a voice that was choked up and caught in my throat, just loud and clear and strong, and I became intimate with it.
Wow, that's really inspiring.
Yeah, I get all passionate about it.
Totally, I love it, which is so wonderful. So I have a question for you. Now, I'm a journaler. I've been a journaler my entire life. I have stacks and stacks of journals. And like you, it really was a safe place for me to explore myself for my entire life. But what happens if you're not a natural journaler? Because I know that there are those people out there that, you know, they're not apt to just pick up the blank pages. Do you have any encouraging words for those out there listening?
You know what? What I started doing when I felt stuck or afraid, I think there's all these, constructs built around writing, like, oh, I'm not a writer, or, you know, all these things. But I started using prompts, and I would either take it from a book or a line from a song that I loved or a poem that I read or something somebody said, and I would write that line down, and I would write that line over and over and over again until inevitably something else came out. So it was like a springboard. So you're not just sitting there with a blank page. It can be very daunting. And so I started using prompts, and that's what I do when I coach writers also that might get stuck in their book. Maybe they're hiding or they're skirting around something or writing a book, but also with my clients where we do therapeutic healing, is I will give prompts and very specific ways. You keep the pen moving. If all you do for three pages is write the same sentence over and over again, you're moving. You're feeling the pen. You're feeling the contact, the pen to the paper. Inevitably, something else will reveal itself. It will come just because you're keeping the pen moving. Like a stream starts happening.
Yeah.
You'll pour out. You will. You'll just pour out on the page. It's a dam breaker by being given a prompt, by just writing it 100 times if you have to, and you don't stop writing it. It will change. It will come out. It will reveal itself to you.
Mm. Oh, that's so beautiful. I remember one of my favorite books, Bird by Bird, by Anne Lamott, when I was starting to write.
That's so funny. I just pulled it out.
Oh, there it is. I love it.
I was going to read it again this week.
So wonderful. And she's just so light and joyful about the writing process. Well, and she kind of just says it as it is. But what I really liked was the 10-minute a morning, every morning, sit down and just make that pen move for 10
right.
minutes and to start to loosen up, like you're saying, your voice. And so let me ask you, when you work with people and use writing as healing, do you find that they start to shift in just their speaking voice? I mean, what's the effect from writing to speaking to living?
It is phenomenal, actually, to witness. It's an honor to witness, and it's a mind blow to witness at what can transform. When I take prompts, sometimes I'll just pull them from an intuitive feeling, but I take them directly from the person I'm working with. They don't even know what they're saying, and I'll pull a line out from a conversation so that the prompt is in their words. And what happens too is it is sometimes hard for people, but because they're there, there's a willingness, is they stream their writing, we time it, and then they read it back to me and they read it out loud. And as that process happened, their voice would start kind of meek, maybe not everybody, and then get stronger and stronger as the weeks went by. It was like the chest cavity just opened and the voice got deeper and stronger. It's a relationship that you're learning to trust your voice, find your voice, and then trust your voice. And I think that offering the safe space is really important. And I know that I offer that because of what has come out between me and my clients. And when someone finds that voice, their whole demeanor changes in the world. They start standing up for themselves, like not in a aggressive way, in this beautiful way, like take your belonging on the planet. When you find your voice, you take your rightly space. It's your birthright to be here. You can excavate through any wound and find gold in there that can heal you, and then by speaking it out loud, it just ripples, and then who knows, maybe you'll share it on Facebook or share it with a friend, and that ripples. It's this courage, the willingness even to be courageous, even the willingness to be willing. We can start wherever someone is.
Mm, yeah, lovely, lovely. And I, as you were speaking, I was thinking about, I remember I had to, maybe it was, you know, in my 30s or something, when I would write and I would start to edit myself thinking, well, what if somebody reads this? And I had to continue to remind myself that nobody was going to read this. Even when I'm gone, nobody has to read what I'm writing. And for me, I really had to remind myself of that, because otherwise I, being a perfectionist, type A, all that, I was scripting. And do you have any advice for those of us out there who need to have everything just like perfect?
Yeah, I think the prompts really help with that, and the repetition and the practice of getting a stream. I mean, what is the advice for that? It's, you have to have the willingness to not be that way.
Yeah.
And I do think that I mentioned that writing is alchemical. I think that once you get this stream going, you step out of the way. You really just step out of the way. Once you build that muscle and that comfort with you and the pen, and you go, you know what? I can burn this. I can rip it up into a million pieces afterwards. I don't even have to read it out loud to Leslie. I can, you know, bury it in the backyard. I think reminding yourself that you can do that allows more unedited version of yourself to come out, if that is also what you're striving for.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I think that if those of you listening, perhaps if you're not inclined to pick up your journal and write, but you'd like to, then, you know, don't worry about ever putting it on Facebook, right? It never has to be seen. It never has to be submitted. But for those of you who have been writing a while that get into it, perhaps it might be time for you to think about submitting, you know, to Women for One or to another site. I know for me, when I first submitted to Women for One, it was like this huge gulp, you know, when I hit send. It was a personal blog, and they took it. And all of a sudden, I was a published writer, and it really gave me confidence. But I don't know if I had done that, you know, 15 years ago, I don't think I would have been ready for it. So I guess there's just that balance, is knowing when you're ready to put it out there.
That's right. And knowing that you never, like you said, you don't ever have to put it out there. You don't ever have to share it with anyone. It can just be you and your voice, you and yourself, and a growing intimacy between what's really inside you. And again, rip it up, burn it, whatever you got to do. I've burned hundreds and hundreds of pages of writing. It's gorgeous and liberating exercise to do. Yeah. And then, you know, after that, I published. And that takes a lot of courage. And I've gulped when I've pushed send, and I've had voices in my head that say, tone it down. That's so personal. Are you sure? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, I'm sure. I wrote a piece recently called Healing the Mother Wound. It was published, and it is still going viral. It is profoundly impactful to share a story, especially of that magnitude. The mother wound is big. I gulped. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to share this. Yes, I am. And I have received letters from around the world, men and women, thanking me for this piece. I had one woman write to me and say that she hadn't cried in 2 years when her mom died. She never cried. She wouldn't cry. She couldn't cry. She read that piece, and a dam opened, floods of tears. She wrote me during her stream of tears to tell me that whatever was locked up and clenched about not grieving her mother's death and not grieving her mother's life and her broken childhood completely released when she read that piece. That ripple, when you share yourself and you gulp and you hit send and you say, I'm sharing this, the ripple effect is magnanimous. Oh. It gives me, I have chills too.
I have chills.
I'm still receiving letters almost every day. Thank you for that piece. You have no idea. And it was so personal. It was so personal. And I'm really glad I did it.
I am so glad you did it. I can't wait to go and read it myself.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you start to write consistently, like we were talking about, just letting your pen do the work, like you said, you kind of work through the top level of gunk. You know, you work through the ego saying should, shouldn't, this, that, no, yes, bad, good. And then you start to hit the sweet stuff. That sweet stuff that touches people heart to heart.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And I'm all about that in the books that I edit and coach. It's like, I think it was Alice Walker. She's like, the idea is to write it so it slides right past the brain and goes straight to the heart. And that's what we need. That's what we need now. And that piece, Healing the Mother Wound, that was a testimony to that in so many ways for me, to keep on that road, because it went straight to the heart, the core, the mama wound. I mean, not much bigger does it get than that. I encourage that. I support it. I advocate it in writers at their own pace. Everything is at your own pace. It has to be. You have to build the intimacy with yourself, the confidence within yourself, the healing within yourself to get to a certain place, whether to publish it or just share it simply with another person, whatever it is. It's at our own pace.
Yes, that's well said. Well said. If we can be patient is so important. Just patient with ourselves. This is our voice. This is our life. These are our experiences. You know, they may be ready to go viral, or they may just need to be nurtured.
That's right. With
ourselves. And it's, you know, that's where that patience and the mindfulness come into play. And it's so wonderful. What Leslie, I was telling you before we started to record is that I've had a bunch of mentors coaching me with my writing. And I'm not a natural writer. I don't feel like I don't have all the grammar down and all that, but I have been teaching and speaking for my entire life. So I have the confidence to speak my voice, but I don't have the confidence once it gets down on paper. But I found that once I started to work with people, I had a book coach help me with my book proposal, Lisa Tenner, who was fantastic. And now I have an editor, Jennifer, that works with me, and she just cleans up my blog posts. Mm-hmm. So because I'm kind of getting out there and doing a lot more, I want to write more, mm-hmm. but I can't write from a place of worry about grammar and all that. And so now I'm at the point where I have someone just kind of clean that up. And I, as I say, they make me look good and smart.
I love that. I love doing that part for a writer.
Yes. Because
it's really about you, but just being the polisher, mm-hmm. it makes sentences maybe just that much more impactful, or, you know, switch them around, just clean it up. It's a beautiful thing to do. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. But it's taken me a long time to get there. And like I was saying before, there may be people listening. I'm sure that there's people listening that just don't feel like they can eat. They don't even know the first two words to write.
Yeah.
So I think what I'd love to just hear from you one more time, because I think it's so important, is using prompts. And maybe you could give us a couple of prompts to prompt us for those that are that may just feel stuck off the top of your head.
You know, even that, I feel stuck. I mean, it is, I've done this with writers, that same thing, because they're like, God, I feel stuck. And so I try to pull from their words, right? Not mine. So I feel stuck. I feel stuck. If you write that over and over again, the act of writing it is not stuck. You're moving. You're absolutely moving. And eventually something else is going to come out, you know? So even if you feel stuck, honestly, it sounds so almost elementary, but it's actually very profound. If you feel stuck, write, I feel stuck, and you write that sentence and don't stop and write it and write it and write it and write it, and you'll be amazed. You'll get unstuck.
I love
it. You just will. So there's one prompt.
That's great. That's so great.
Another prompt that really stands out for me in terms of like kind of a courageous prompt is, I have every right to a beautiful life. Mm. And the reason why I've used that prompt before, more with my therapeutic writing clients, is because they come and feel like they don't. There's still so much wounding going on. And when you write, "I have every right to a beautiful life," over and over and over and over, something starts sinking in. That's why I like the repetition of prompt. Not only does it create beautiful rhythm, like you can X those lines out later if you're going to publish it, but it's like in terms of repetition in writing, it's beautiful. It creates poetry. So, but also it is an affirmation on the page and you're writing it and you're making contact with it. It starts kind of like, wow, I have a right to a beautiful life. Wow. And then what comes out after that in their writing is just some of the most gorgeous things I've ever seen. Even when they weren't writers, quote unquote, I'm doing the little quotes with my hands. We need to abolish that whole label of writer. And I feel like almost anybody can write. If you can access your heart, you can access your voice. You might need coaching and help and support and cheerleading and advocacy, but I've seen the most gorgeous lines come out of people who swear they're not writers. And I don't buy it.
I love it. Love it. So great. So fantastic to speak with you. I'm inspired. I'm really inspired. And I'm sure that our listeners are as well. Can you, before we send you off, could you please just repeat your website and the name of the piece that you were talking about?
The name of the piece I just wrote is called Healing the Mother Wound. And it was published in Rebel Society. Okay. It went crazy, crazy viral.
Fantastic.
And it's a short piece. I have a knack and a niche for writing like a lifetime in 800 words. I love distilling. I just am all about distilling to essence. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful craft to discover. Is really what it is. And my website is courageousheartinmotion.com.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Leslie Kaplan with a C.
Thank you so much
it
for
has
having
been
me today.
Such an honor. You are definitely a real woman with courageous wisdom. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you all, and thank you for listening to another great show with another great truth teller. Have a super day, everybody. Namaste.